Yeah, no problem. Pleasure.
Congratulations on winning the League Leaders' Shield. What a really special night that was last night, Daryl.
Yeah, it was. Just to walk around at the end of the game and see so many people here just absolutely delighted at what we've achieved so far this season. Yeah, it was a special night, real buzz. You know, you see grown men cry as you're walking around, so you know that it means something absolutely massive to our supporters.
And no doubt about that. And what a fantastic atmosphere as well. There's a lot of talk about the Mendoza Jungle, but when it's rocking like that with that sort of noise, it doesn't get much better than that in rugby league.
No, it's pretty tight, isn't it? You know, it's a close ground. It's one of the old-fashioned grounds. It's a very special feel. And, just a tribute to the ground winning that. You know, we're potentially moving to a new stadium in the next 2 or 3 years. And for us to start achieving really special things in this stadium that's given so much to the club, then I think we can be rightfully proud that we've been able to do that as a team.
I was going to say, because there's been such a buzz around Castleford Tigers all season, not just in the World Rugby League, but also around the town as well. It must have been really special to get over the line after what has been a long but really successful season.
Yeah, it's tough week to week, and people keep talking about the grand final being the biggest prize, and it's the culmination of the season. But to be the most consistent team across the competition, well, you know, I think everybody strives for consistency in everything that they do, whether it's just as a human being or it's what you do as a job, and we've been able to do that on a regular basis. All the way through the season. So look, we've got ourselves to a point where we've achieved something special, but there's further special things to be achieved, and the fact that we've done it before the break for the Challenge Cup final gives us a real refocus opportunity.
I was going to say, you must be really proud of the lads doing it under the pressure of last night as well, because Wakefield weren't just going to roll over, they were really up for last night.
Well, rugby league players are pretty proud people, and they're fighting for fourth spot. And look, all the talk's been about us all week. All press reports talking about how good we are. Well, why would you not rock up here and want to have a go at the team that everybody's talking about? And that's what Wakefield did. I thought we were really nervous in the first half. You could sense it. So the half-time chat was, boys, I'm nervous at how nervous you are out on the field. We need to calm down. And they were saying all the right things as soon as I got in, but we just needed to get the fire out of our heads and get some ice blocks in there. And we calmed down a fair bit in the second half. Thought our right edge was superb. Our left edge have been lauded all season, and rightfully so. But last night, thought Ben Roberts, Mike McMeekin and Jake Webster were phenomenal. And as a result of that, Jake gets four tries. And we pulled away from Wakefield a little bit in the later end of the second half. But they played a massive part in the game, and they've had an awesome season themselves and are still in contention for the top four.
And I was going to say as well, Daryl, where do you go from here now? Do you have much time to take stock and celebrate with the players moving forward? Because, of course, I suppose all eyes will now be looking forward and trying to get to the grand final.
Yeah, I suppose, really. You look at it, we've got a week off now. Unfortunately, we're not in the Challenge Cup final, but it gives us a bit of breathing space. And we've achieved obviously winning the League Leaders title before this break. So now it's a refocus for us. We're not scrapping away trying to chart the points off to win the League Leaders. We've done it already. So now it's focus on what's to come. We've got four games, a playoff game, and then hopefully a grand final. And people keep saying to me, how are you going to keep players' feet on the ground? How are you going to keep them motivated when this has happened? Well, there's a couple of things in our favour. A, we've got everybody fit, and we've got a lot of players fighting tooth and nail to get into the team. We've also got a number of players wanting to go with England for the World Cup. And, well, you want to be going into that with some form. You want to get picked. So there's two things there, high motivation for us. And then there's obviously the chance to win something else this season. So I don't think we're going to be short on motivation. Boys are fresh and fit, and I think they'll be ready to go. We've got Huddersfield next up. We'll look forward to it.
I was going to say as well, Darryl, because this is, it isn't just the building of one season. It's been building since you came back in 2013. You must be really proud to have got that silverware for all the building that you've been doing in these last few years.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I said last night, it's a journey. This, it's not a destination. We haven't arrived anywhere. We've shown ourselves to be top four contenders or close to it over the last 4 years. And this is the culmination of our standards continually improving, of the maturity of a team, of individual players, of the addition of key men on a drip feed basis rather than having to bring too many players in. So there's a consistency of coaching staff, and the coaching staff have been superb. That Danny and Shez, the assistant coaches, Ben Cooper, the conditioner, and Matty Crowther, the physio, all rugby men, and we've got all sorts of other people in and around there who are all very good at the job and who work the backsides off. So there's a lot of work gone in over the last 3 or 4 years, and we've got ourselves to a point now where there's some real consistency about what we do.
I was going to say, because every time I've been down to Castleford, there always seems to be a great team spirit and a great culture in the club as well. That must be something that you're really happy to have built over these last few years.
Yeah, I think so. I think when I looked at Castleford before I came in, it was my dream job, really. I had huge potential at the club. That you could see that the culture needed changing a little bit. And I'd had some good experiences at Leeds initially, and then at Featherstone in changing culture and helping people to improve along with the coaching staff. And that's what it's all about. You know, you bring players in, they're good people, they've got a good skill set, and you just want to see them improve and get better. That's the art of coaching for me, seeing people get better. And if that happens, that's where you get the most pride.
And I was going to say, it's not always been easy being a Castleford Tigers fan. If you look 10 years ago with times like that, it must be a fantastic feeling to see the fans being repaid for some of the harder times that they've had in the history and having a club to really be proud of.
Definitely. It's the centre point of the town, Castleford Tigers. Obviously, there's a lot of people come to support us, and they work hard all week to earn a living, and then they want to be entertained, they want to enjoy what they see on a weekend, and I think we've provided that. I think we set our stall out at the start of the season that this is the way that we're going to play. We have been playing a similar way for a number of years, but we backed ourselves in the way that we play. Sometimes it can hurt you a little bit in different conditions, and we've learned to adapt. But yeah, we've set our stall out, played a certain way, entertained the fans, and I'm delighted for them. They've supported us unbelievably across the whole season, home and away, and they've been pretty special. And it's great, the connection that the players have got with the fans. I think it's pretty special and really important.
Well, it's certainly been an absolute pleasure watching Castleford Tigers this season. I imagine you've got some celebrating to be doing as well, Darryl. So thanks a lot for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you.